Ballot questions in South Dakota need a simple majority to pass, but some legislators want a change. They're asking voters to set a 60% threshold for some measures. The target is anything on a ballot that imposes or increases taxes. The measure would also apply anytime the state is spending more than $10 million. Republican Senator Lee Schoenbeck of Watertown says it's a defense against outside influence on ballot issues.
This comes to us so that we can have one more protection built into our election process. If groups come, seems like these days they're mostly not from here, and if they want to put a tax increase on our ballot or they want to spend over $10 million, they have to get a 60% vote.
Democrats oppose the bill. Senator Reynold Nessebe of Sioux Falls says it stifles the democratic process.
If there's any protections that need to be done today, it's about protecting the rights of our citizens, of your constituents, to go out with an idea, to gather signatures, and to put it on the ballot.
The legislature is sending the issue to the June 2022 primary election. That's when voters will decide whether to establish the 60% threshold. A joint resolution from the legislature takes a ballot question directly to voters. If voters approve it, it'll take effect in the November 2022 general election. And that could affect another issue. There are petitions circulating now to expand the state's Medicaid program. Since that would cost more than $10 million, it could require the 60% approval. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.